This is John Tomei Productions Urban Podcast. I am your host, John 2IG. Today is May the 9th, 2024. Hope everyone's having a blessed day, taking care of yourself, taking care of your health. Shout out to all my blue collar workers, white collar workers, entrepreneurs, business owners, firefighters, you know, everybody that's out there trying to earn an honest living, decent living, and all my authors and artists. And hell, shout out to the rappers too, man. Shout out to Brother Kendrick and Brother Drake. You know, my topic today is about rap beefs, you know, and the hip-hop industry. Before we start, be sure to check the link in the description box for any information on missing children. I don't have any, once again, it's the second episode in a row. I don't have any updates as far as missing kids. So hopefully those kids are getting found out there. That's a beautiful thing. That's a blessing. Happy to hear that. But yeah, today's topic, this is going to be a rather short episode, because I don't want to harp on it too much, because I don't have no dog in the fight, honestly, about the somewhat of a controversy between rap artists as Drake and Kendrick. And right at the gate, I want to say, man, you know, I like both of these guys. You know, I don't really follow hip-hop as much as I used to, like back in the day. But I do like Kendrick and I like Drake. I think those young brothers are exceptionally talented and highly intelligent, as the saying, you know. But as far as rap beeps go, I was reminiscing on one of the oldest rap beefs that I can remember from the 80s was LL Cool J and Cool Moe Dee, you know. And that was a big thing back then, you know. I remember, you know, rap beefing is kind of part of the it's part of the hip hop culture, you know. It all started with you know, it's highly competitive, you know, because y'all just kind of started, you know, who had the best DJ or who's the best rapper, you know, or you can't, you know, who got the best lyrics. So it was competitive, you know, like a competitive, like anything, like any sport or anything else, you know. you know, the winner takes all, you know, you got to be the best at what you are. And, That's how it began, the early origins of rap beefs. But as the years went on, it progressively got more violent. You know, it became more street. And, you know, you had a lot of people who are not in the industry who are perpetuating, you know, certain things, you know, bringing the game to what it should just be friendly competition, you know, should just be for fun. But as we all know, as history has taught us, you know, words have power, and you know, sharper than a two-edged sword that cuts real deep. And you know, we've lost a lot of great rappers over the years, you know, going back all the way back as early as Tupac and Big, you know. And the list goes on. I was watching a news report the other day where it said that over 200 rappers have been murdered over the last 5 years. 200. Man, that's a lot of people, man. That's a lot of people. And, you know, it makes you wonder why people around the world, other groups, you know, don't take black people serious. Because here in 2024, you got two grown-ass men. Drake and Kendrick, I believe, are in their late 30s, if I'm not mistaken. And they're millionaires. Okay? They've made it. And I get it. You know, it's a part of their culture. It's kind of, it's part of their business. It's what they do. They're both professional rappers. And they've had great success. Sold a lot of albums. You know, won a lot of awards and this, that, and the third. But I just find it kind of odd to be like at this stage in their career that they're going to start beefing. Now, I will say this. With J. Cole, you know, I think J. Cole and had some issues with, I can't remember which one, but he had issues with a rapper, one of them rappers. And he backed off and apologized. He said, hey, you know, my bad. I don't want no problems. And a lot of people started throwing stones at J. Cole for that. They thought he punked out. And I thought he handled it like a man, very maturely. Hey, man, this shit ain't worth losing your life over, you know, or anyone else, you know. Hell, one of Drake's security guards got shot up the other day behind this shit, you see? So it... I don't know. What's the best way I can say it? It's time, you know, for black folks to grow the fuck up, man. We got to grow up, you know. This is really like very, very juvenile and childish, you know, and silly, man. When you start thinking about the influx of artificial intelligence taking over, I think we got like two or three wars going on right now. Inflation is going up. Gas prices is going up. Food's going up. I went to the grocery store the other day, came out with two bags and spent almost $60. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, we got a lot of illegals, should I say, coming into the country at free will. I mean, there's a lot of serious issues going on right now. Got an election coming up. You know, there's just a lot of things going on right now, brothers and sisters, other than worrying about some damn rap beef. You know, no disrespect to Kendrick or Drake, but they don't pay my bills. You know, none of them rappers, none of these millionaire rappers or celebrities pay my bills, man. And that's why I don't get caught up in that type of foolishness. Because it is foolishness. You know, the only reason I'm talking about it today is because hopefully I can enlighten people to think about things that really matter in their lives. You know, rap beefs and who got married to who and who's screwing who and all this other stuff, man. It has no merit. It has no real merit in your life, man. I mean, don't even pay attention to it. A month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, none of this shit's gonna matter. You know? The only thing that does matter is how are your bills getting paid? That's gonna always matter. You know? How are you eating? How are you feeding your family? You know? Do you still have a job? Did artificial intelligence kick your ass out of your job? You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of way more official things to pay attention to. Like I said, I don't have no dog in this fight. What I will say to Brother Kendrick and Brother Drake is I wish y'all could settle y'all grievances a much more practical way. You know, get into it, go into the gym, get in the ring and put the gloves on and just, you know, handle it. Handle it like a couple of men, you know. Hell, set up a benefit. You know what I'm saying? You know, whoever the winner, whoever wins, you know, hey, man, donate the money to underprivileged children or something, you know? Help them out. Help them, you know, give back to the community like that way, you know? That way it'd be entertaining. I mean, you know, instead of sitting up here, you know, making rap songs, you know, diss records. I mean, at this point in the game, it seems kind of, it just seems very, very juvenile, man. And that goes for any of the rest of them cats that's online, you know, beefing and starting mess and talking shit, you know. One lady asked me, and I wanted to do an episode about it, but I didn't want to elaborate on it too much. But she asked me about what I think about the Cat Williams interview on Club Shay Shay a while back. And honestly, Cat's funny. He's a funny dude. He cracks me up. You know, I like Cat at the shenanigans he gets into off the stage as opposed to his stage show. He's a funny guy. He needs like a reality show. But I think Cat needs to learn how to fight, man. If you're going to be, you know, talking shit about everybody and putting everybody's business out like that, you need to learn how to, you know, take some martial arts classes or have security up to yaya if you're going to be doing all that. Because I seen him get his ass whooped by a kid, man, a few years ago. Okay, I mean, the kid whooped his ass. I mean, whooped him good. It wasn't, I thought it was, you know, staged at first. But nah, that was for real. If y'all don't believe me, y'all can Google it for yourself. It's funny as hell, man. Wow. So I don't respect that shit. I don't like gossip, especially men who gossip. I don't like it. I just think that it just leads to more debauchery. And, you know, we all know what that can lead to ultimately. It can ultimately lead to something worse. I just think, you know, it's just time for black people, man. We got to grow up as a community, man. You know, that's just, it's dumb. I mean, people are looking at this kind of stuff and they shaking their head. I mean, you could be like one of the people, I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. You know, woo-woo, so that's fine. That's cool, you know. That's your prerogative. I just, like I said, you know, I just humbly believe that we should not be defined on our how ignorant and how ratchet and debaucherous we are. You know, it doesn't define our blackness, you know, and it's not keeping it real. Keeping it real is utilizing intelligence and, you know, providing provision over your community and honoring God. That's keeping it real. But that's just my opinion. That's my little 2 cents. I'm going to get on out of here, folks. Just wanted to jump in real quick. I hope y'all having a blessed day. And looking forward to many more things to come. 2024, still early in the year. Y'all stay blessed. Take care. Remember, your health is your wealth. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.